This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 408 for Thursday, May 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Thursday, turning around after a string of declines in which canola was oversold. With the final settlement still pending, the July contract gains $26.20 at $888.50 per ton after reaching its daily limit earlier today. New crop November jumps $25.20 at $716.50, and the January contract is up $27.90 at $717.60. Overnight frost are also contributing to the gains in canola, as are sharp increases in the Chicago soy complex, as well as a jump in European rapeseed. There are losses today in Malaysian palm oil. A stronger Canadian dollar is tempering those increases in canola this afternoon. The loonie climbs to 82.86 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 82.58. Saskatchewan reports overall planting across the province is at 86% complete for a gain of 12 points on the week. Although rain over the last week delayed some of the planting, the moisture is providing a much-needed boost to crops. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending May 20th, old crop wheat export sales of 29,500 tons are down 76% from the previous week. New crop sales come to almost 374,000 tons. The USDA says corn export sales are just short of 556,000 tons of old crop and more than 5.69 million tons of new crop. China accounts for 99.2% of this week's new crop sales. The USDA reports old crop soybean export sales dropped 34% to about 56,000 tons, along with just over 248,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales bump up 4% to over 197,000 tons of old crop. New crop sales are just under 77,000 tons. Soy oil export sales amount to 1,700 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The July contract jumps 33.5 cents at $15.37 per bushel. July soy oil climbs 1.13 cents at 66.81 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $6.50 at $3.90.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are skyrocketing on Thursday, with the July contract at its limit of 40 cents at 664 and a half per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 8 cents at 373. Wheat futures are stronger on Thursday, as Chicago July gains 28 cents at 676. Kansas City July increases 27 and a half cents at 626. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July jumps 36 cents at 717. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, May 27th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.